The Petersburg Borough municipal election will be held October 6th, but the chance to run for an elected seat of the borough, hospital, or school district comes way before that. The first day to file for candidacy is July 28th, and there are many, many seats to choose from.
This year's ballot will provide for the election of 20 positions.
That's Borough Clerk Debbie Thompson.
2 assembly members for 3-year terms, 3 school board members, 2 3-year terms, 1 1-year term, 4 hospital board members, 2 3-year terms, 1 2-year term, and 1 1-year term, 5 planning commissioners, 2 3-year terms, 1 2-year term, and 2 1-year terms, 2 library board members, 2 3-year terms, 2 harbor board members, 2 3-year terms, and 2 public safety board members, 1 3-year term and 1 1-year term.
All of these volunteer positions will be voted on during the October municipal election. Some of them require candidates to fill out public official financial disclosure documents. That includes anyone running for assembly, school board, or the borough's planning commission. The clerk is available to help candidates fill out those forms. But this could be the last election that some candidates have to do that if voters support a proposition in the election. The proposition would allow candidates to opt out of the paperwork. An ordinance placing the question on the ballot gained support from the borough assembly at their last meeting. Assemblymember Bob Lynn called the paperwork daunting.
I feel strongly that we have at least 4 or 5 different procedures in place that really meets the needs of this. And even if at the point the public decides that we can opt out of it, it still allows the public to go forward if they feel that some official in this borough is inappropriately using their, you know, funds or their position to gain funds.
Assemblymember John Haverlick said he supported the ordinance because he thinks that more people would likely run for office if they didn't have to go through the paperwork.
Because of the difficulty of going through the process, and people some really like their privacy. Mm-hmm. So it's keeping very, very high quality people away from getting involved in the assembly and some of these other committees that we would really benefit to have their involvement and their expertise and their knowledge. And
exempting candidates from reporting their finances has come before voters before. Last year, the question failed by just 29 votes. The last day to file for candidacy is August 25th at 5 p.m. The last day to register to vote in the election is September 6th. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.